Farmer Samuel Lujang says he managed to produce over 11 bags of groundnuts during this year's harvest.
This year, groundnut production is good. There was some absence of rain in May, but later it rained and helped our groundnut grow well. When there is rain, people of Turkeka are all happy because of this groundnut. We are now waiting for sorghum to be ready to conclude that this year has a good season and our families will be okay.
Cecilia Kiden, another farmer in Turkeka, says she has plans for a good harvest.
The country has hunger, but with these groundnuts, we are going to split the seeds out and take it to the market and buy maize flour. We also sell them to pay for school fees of our children.
South Sudan's inflation in recent years has continued to devalue the country's currency against US dollar, affecting residents of towns who buy food from markets. Peter Curry, another small-scale farmer, says some families in Turkeka are somewhat insulated from high food prices in the markets.
We don't think about this issue of dollar because we have cultivated groundnuts. We eat these groundnuts and collect leaves of green vegetable for food, and we don't care what the dollar is about.
Makuru Bol is a trader at Juba's Konyokonyo market. He says he has been buying groundnuts from farmers in Turkeka for some time.
Right now, we are receiving some product from neighboring communities like Kurijik and Mangala. But later, September 15th, groundnuts will be enough in the market.
Bol says plentiful groundnuts from farmers in central Equatorial State's Turkeka County has lowered the price of one sack from 90,000 to 40,000 South Sudanese pounds at Konyokonyo Market. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.